This is Movies for the Blind, episode 36, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Give me your walls.
Wall! Everything is gonna be fine!
Hello, and welcome to Movies for the Blind, where you can enjoy films without looking at a screen. I'm Valerie Hunter. Something a little different this time. Not a movie, but a TV episode. And you can't get much more classic than The Dick Van Dyke Show. It was on CBS in the USA from 1961 to 1966, based on Carl Reiner's life as a comedy writer for Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows in the 50s. But we won't be hearing Rob Petrie, played by Dick Van Dyke, at work with his friends Buddy and Sally. He has enough to contend with at home in the quaint suburb of New Rochelle, New York, in this episode from the second season, Give Me Your Walls.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Rob Petrie enters his house.
Starring Dick Van Dyke.
Greeted by his wife and son, he turns and trips over an ottoman.
Rosemary, Maury Amsterdam, Larry Matthews, and Mary Tyler Moore.
This episode, Give Me Your Walls. Sitting on the couch at home, Rob scribbles on a notepad.
Why in the heck can't I draw horses?
He rests his writing hand on the back of his head, fiddling with his marker pen, which leaves a mark on the wall behind him. Then he tears a page off the notepad. He puts the pen in the other hand and rests that arm on the back of the couch, then turns the small horse statue he's trying to draw. With the pen back in his writing hand, he sketches the beginning of a horse on the pad. He rests his writing hand on his head again, accidentally making more marks on the wall behind him. About to continue drawing, he notices the tip of his pen and thinks. He glances at the wall behind him and finds the marks.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I can get it before it dries.
Jumping up, he crosses the living and dining room to the kitchen bar, where he grabs a sponge. Then goes back to the pen.
One of that pen's.
He reads it.
Indelible laundry marking ink.
He drops it, frowning, then looks at the sponge.
That won't help.
He looks around.
Ink eradicator. Ink eradicator. Where's the ink eradicator?
He hurries into a storage closet and comes out with a small bottle of solution.
It doesn't work.
He shakes out some of the solution onto the sponge, setting the bottle aside.
This ought to do it.
He rubs at the marks with the sponge. The marks start to fade. But leave one palm-sized dark splotch. Baring his teeth, Rob grimaces.
It'll dry lighter.
He tries to cover it with a pillow, but gives up and thinks.
Oh, boy. Maybe there's some more paint in the garage. Oh, I hope so.
Rob crosses the room again and leaves through the kitchen door. Richie walks in.
Daddy!
Looking around, he notices the splotch on the wall and steps toward it, climbing onto the couch. He finds the sponge on the coffee table, then picks it up and turns to the splotch. Laura walks in with a grocery bag.
Richie, have you seen Daddy?
Richie!
I didn't do it!
Well, if you didn't, young man, then who did?
Maybe Daddy did!
Richard R. Petrie. It is one thing to do something naughty, but then to put the blame on someone else and your own father, that I will not tolerate. I am very angry with you, Richie. Now go to your room.
Well, Mommy, I didn't do
go it. Go to your room.
Didn't do it.
Father will deal with you later.
I'll deal with him now.
Rob returns with the paint.
Apologize to the boy.
But he just...
I just...
You just?
I just.
And I...
That's unjust. I did it with my little laundry marking pen.
Oh, Richie, darling, come here. Mommy is sorry, sweetheart.
Richie hugs her.
Look, how about a box of cookies?
She gives him one.
Cool, box?
Yep.
Just for being innocent? Oh, boy!
Richie runs off with the cookies.
Well, thank goodness we have a forgiving child.
He takes after his mommy.
You want me,
Well, I would like you to forgive me rather than have a lot of screaming.
Robert, how did you manage to mess my beautiful wall?
Honey, 95% of beautiful wall is still beautiful and clean.
Now we're going to have the whole room repainted, and we just had it done.
You're going to do the whole wall for one little spot?
Well, of course. course, there's no other way.
Honey, that's like washing a whole shirt because the collar and cuffs are dirty. You do that, you're not going to throw a whole room in a washing machine or something, are you?
No.
Well, you just help me move this furniture, and I'm going to just repaint the collar and the cuffs. That's all.
Laura helps Rob to move the couch. A little later, Rob brushes the last of the paint on the wall, but he hasn't reached the splotch yet. He pokes around in the paint can for any remaining drops and brushes them on. He turns to Laura, who's been watching him.
Don't say anything, sweetheart. I'll paint your face.
She smiles sweetly and smugly.
All right. Do we have any more of this paint?
She shakes her head.
Can we get any more of this paint?
The painter mixed it specially. Any more bright ideas?
He aims the brush at her, then puts it back in the can.
Yeah, I have. I have got a bright idea, and I'd like to see you poo-poo this one.
What is it?
We call a painter and let him do it, huh?
Brilliant!
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have faith in you.
He sits at the dining table.
The painter's name, honey. Mullen?
Mm-hmm, but you won't get him, darling. Millie tried to get him last week, and he's going to be busy for a month and a half.
Oh, boy. Were you here when that cute little Italian guy came by looking for work, wallpapering and painting?
Yes, I was.
Well, he left a card. Did you keep it?
Of course. You know I'm a card saver.
She gets them from a drawer.
You say the nuttiest things. Paper, card, string.
What do you want me to save?
I have to try money.
She sits at the table with a pack of cards.
Give me some.
There you go.
She gives him half of them, and they start to go through them.
Fertilizer. Insurance. Fertilizer.
Veterinarian,
fertilizer.
Plumber, veterinarian.
We attract a lot of fertilizer sales. See, retail
fabric,
store, piano tuner.
Tailors.
Go directly to jail. Do not collect $200.
Laura puts that card aside.
Insurance.
Surgery,
real
insurance.
Estate,
here it is.
My
phone, honey.
Leather goods.
You can stop.
Carpets,
I got it.
Car rental. Who can stop? I'm all wound up. Welding, insurance, antiques.
Okay, here it is. Vito Giotto, master painter. Rome, Florence, Brooklyn.
He picks up the phone.
Sure this is the man?
Yeah. I remember laughing at that. Give me your walls.
How do we know he's any good?
Well, he's got a sense of humor. You know, how bad can he be?
Well, you got a sense of humor, darling, and I wouldn't recommend you to paint fences.
To paint your face. Hello, is Mr. Vito Giotto there, please?
Later.
I got it, Annie.
Rob goes to answer the front door and finds a short, mustachioed man in a suit and hat.
Mr. Petri?
Yes?
Vito Giotto. Oh, yeah, won't you come in?
Yes.
Taking off his hat, he puts his gloves inside of it.
Honey, Mr. Giotto's here.
Laura steps in with a coffee tray.
Oh, Signor Giotto.
She sets it down.
How do you do?
Always I do well, because I do only what pleases me.
Vito kisses her hand.
Well, this is the room we wanted done.
Ah, yes, it's very lovely. Ah, very lovely. Ah, non è quadrata, bellissima, ben fatta, proprio, very nice.
He notices the wall.
Mamma mia! How long has this wall been sick?
Only since this afternoon.
Ah, good. We can still save it.
He turns to the wall.
Everything is going to be all right. Oh, excuse me, I disturb you. You were going to have a cup of coffee, eh?
Oh, that's no.
All right. Oh, no, it's not all right. No, I feel bad. See, Signora, you have the cup of coffee, eh? Please, I examine the wall. Please, Signora, please.
He pulls out a dining chair for Laura.
Thank you.
When she sits, he holds another as Rob sits, then flicks a napkin to give Laura.
You got the sugar in the coffee you like? Very good, all right?
Yeah. Leaving them at their table, Vito crosses the room, looking around. Then he caresses the affected wall. He turns to the Petris, grinning. Then returns his attention to the wall, tapping it like a doctor on a patient's back.
Mr. and Mrs. Petri, I got to tell you something. You got the most beautiful, but the most beautiful walls. No, I thank you. In fact, I would consider it an honor. My gain, honor, a privilege, if you would allow the brush of Vito Giotto to caress these magnificent walls. Please, give me your walls.
Well, take them.
She stands.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
You are very kind, thank you.
Rob, would you help me get a cup?
Oh, yeah, honey, I'll...
Rob stands.
Sit down, Mr. Giotto.
He meets Laura in the kitchen.
Honey, what do you want?
You gave him the job.
Well, he seems to know what he's doing, and he loves our walls. See the way he's caressing those walls?
I saw. I think he's a nut.
Van Gogh was a nut. He did pretty good work.
Rob, he didn't say anything about how much the job will cost.
Well, honey, how much is he going to charge us for one room?
That's exactly the question you should have asked him.
Well, he doesn't look like the kind of a guy who's going to take advantage of us.
Not that cup, darling. It's chipped. Oh. Rob, did you notice how he's dressed?
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Those are very expensive-looking clothes he has on. Where did he get the money for those clothes?
Overcharging?
That'd be my guess. No. Bob, I think we ought to get an estimate.
You want me to ask him how much he's going to charge?
No, I think I'd better do it.
Why, you think I'm not capable of saying how much is that, sir?
Oh, very. You're just not capable of saying, I'm sorry, sir, I think that's too much.
What do you take me for?
A man who can be taken. Darling, you're very squeamish when it comes to money matters. You're a pushover for a good sales pitch.
I suppose you think you can do it better?
I know I can. Or don't you remember what we almost paid for this house?
Yeah, you go ahead and take over.
Leaving the kitchen with another cup and some cookies, they find Vito considering the wall.
Signor Petri, excuse my inquisitive, eh? But what do you use on this wall to make this very original splotch?
Ink eradicator?
That's a very creative.
Signor Giotto.
Pardon, call me Vito.
Vito. Do you look for this to be a very big job?
Big job?
Well, you see, we're having a dinner party soon.
When?
Three days.
2 weeks and 3 days. That gives me plenty of time to finish the job.
How much do you think it will all cost?
You mean how much I'm going to charge you to paint the whole room?
Yes. How much?
The same color?
Yes.
The whole walls and the ceiling, too?
Yes.
Everything,
He steps to a corner.
And at the bricks...
No, don't touch the bricks.
No, I'm not touching the bricks now. You tell me don't touch the bricks. I won't touch the bricks. No, I'll figure out in a minute what that... There's one wall here. I'm not touching the bricks.
He writes in a little notebook.
There's one, two, three window. The boo-boo is going to have a two-coat, eh? Well, I will say that it would cost you... not too much, not too little. An amount that will satisfy both the patron and the artist.
I see, but couldn't you give us a...
You want the price now?
Well, at least an estimate.
Signora, I want you to have a little trust in me because Vito Giotto never cheated anyone before. And I don't think I'm going to start to cheat now. To one so lovely, so beautiful, so charming as you.
He kisses her hand again.
You want me to start tomorrow morning?
Yes, that will be fine. Rob, would that be all right?
Fine with me, honey. Fine. Would you like some coffee, Vito?
Thank you very much, but I have to go. I have to start to work tomorrow morning at a very important job. Also.
He gets his hat and gloves on the way to the door.
I'm going to work for a very lovely younger couple. I'll see you tomorrow morning, eh? And you're there, too.
Opening the door, he stops.
Wall! Everything is gonna be fine!
Laughing giddily, Vito leaves. Rob closes the door behind him and mimics Vito's flourishes.
Well, what would you have done?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He could have stood here and kissed my hand from today till tomorrow. And I would have still got a price in writing. That's what I would have done.
You think he's going to take us?
I don't know, honey. But I want you to remember something. I wear the pants in the family.
He looks down at Laura's pants.
Well, I'll wear the important pants in the family. I wear the family leadership, decision-making pants. Now, will you try to remember that from now on?
Yes, darling.
Later, the living room is dim. Rob staggers out of the bedroom.
The door is at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Switching on a lamp.
I'm coming.
He ties his robe as he goes to answer the door. Vito steps in wearing overalls and a big smile on his face.
Buongiorno, signore. Buongiorno.
Good morning. What time is it?
It's 5:30.
He sets down his ladder and drop cloth.
5:30 in the morning?
Oh, yes, yes. That's when the most artists are the most creative.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to prepare the room. See, I'm going to put the furniture right in the middle of the room. Then I'm going to...
He notices Rob struggling to keep his eyes open.
You're not up yet.
Rob shakes his head.
Well, I think you better go back to bed, and then I talk to you after, okay? All right? Huh? And I promise you, I'm gonna be quiet like a rat.
Vito rushes out for the rest of his supplies.
Rats at 5:30 in the morning.
Rob staggers back to the bedroom. Later, dressed for the day, Rob and Laura step out into the living room.
Where's the master?
Well, I don't know. Said he was going to be quiet as a rat. Maybe he's in the wall someplace.
Well, they certainly didn't get much done in 3 hours,
no.
Did they? Mom, why didn't you get references?
Why didn't you get an estimate?
Have some breakfast.
All right.
They go to the kitchen.
Where is he hiding?
And find it used.
Somebody's been cooking in my kitchen.
Somebody's been sitting in my chair. And somebody's been drinking out of my cup.
Well, Signor Giotto certainly feels right at home here, doesn't he?
French toast, link sausage, coffee.
He sits at the kitchen table.
Honey, I'm going to have a little talk with our master painter. I'd rather live with a splotch on the wall and be taken.
Vito comes in from the hall with Richie riding piggyback.
Buongiorno, signore. Signore, buongiorno.
He sets Richie down.
I hope you're not mad at me for messing up your kitchen, eh?
Mommy, Vito makes better French toast than you do.
Oh, no, that's not true, no. Only that it's a little different, that's all. No, you gotta remember this, Richie, and never forget. Nobody, but nobody, is a cook like a mama.
You do.
Well, did you cook breakfast for Richie?
Yes, Mr. Pettit. You see, at 7 o'clock this morning, the boy come and he say, I'm hungry. I'm going to wake up a mom. And I say, no, Richie, no. I tell you this, I'll never forget. You'll never wake up a mom, especially when she's sleeping. So Vito make the breakfast. Excuse me.
He clears the dishes.
Master, he did some magic trick. He can make a bird disappear. Show him, Vito.
No, not now. But I would like to make for you some French toast, Italian style, eh?
No garlic.
Garlic and... garlic and a French toast. Who ever heard of garlic and a French toast? In a coffee, yes. You know, the whole secret is 2 dash of vanilla extract inside. That's all. May I?
Well, I guess so.
Good. Everybody, outside of my kitchen, please, outside.
Later, a large drop cloth covers all the furniture as the Petries enter dressed for bed.
Just check on Richie.
5 days. 5 days. You know, something's getting to be madness. He hasn't put the first coat on this room yet.
Rob, why didn't you talk to him about it this afternoon?
Honey, I was going to. He said he was going to work late tonight. He sneaked out on me. I'll talk to him in the morning if I get the chance. He's a very busy man.
Yeah, he's busy. He's busy painting Richie's room in the basement. Every room but this.
She heads for Richie's room.
Why you let him paint those rooms? I'll never know.
Let him? Who let him? He'd be gone now if you hadn't let him do all that cooking. I gotta get him out of here. I gotta get him out of here.
Rob takes some glasses into the kitchen. Then he and Laura return to the living room.
Why did you let him paint those rooms?
Honey, don't turn out the light. I want to find the TV listing.
He searches under the edges of the drop cloth.
Richie wanted to learn to paint, so he painted Richie's room.
Well, they didn't need repainting.
5 days. I could have bought a roller and done this over the weekend myself. You must take us for fools.
He's also taking us for a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right. He's also moving in, honey. You gave him your kitchen.
When you gave him the key to the front door.
I'm going to get up at 5:30 every morning, and I'll open the door for him. Honey, we're stuck. You know what it is? It's squatter's right. He's painted Richie's room. He's painted the basement. We now have to give him whatever he asks. Here it is.
He finds the TV listings.
Rob, you know what I wish you'd do?
What?
Something. Anything.
I'll do something. I'll get that Neapolitan Da Vinci out of here by tomorrow night. If I have to throw him out, bodily.
Good. Stay in this mood and catch him when he comes in.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, he keeps telling me I'm the nicest man he ever met.
I know. He tells me that, too.
He told me that I look like a young priest that hit him out in the basement during the war when the Nazis were after him.
You believe him?
I don't know. He's got me buffaloed. Darn it, how can you kick a guy out that says you look like a priest?
You mean you're not going to get rid of him?
No, I'm going to get rid of him.
Oh, Rob, you'll never do it.
I will do it. You hold me to it. If I don't do it, you make me... I'll promise I'll sleep right on this couch for the next 3 months.
You get him out of here.
Smirking, she switches off the lamp and goes back to the bedroom. Rob follows. On the couch, the center of the drop cloth bulges. It moves with each dial of the phone underneath it.
Angelo, it's me, Tito.
Imbecile, your brother.
Listen, you bring 10 gallons of flat eggshell white paint.
The next morning.
Take your time, honey.
Rob stops when he finds the living room finished.
Hi, Daddy, can I have my breakfast?
Richie does the same thing.
Darling, what will you say?
And so does Laura.
It's all done.
Beautifully, too.
Does that mean the theater won't be coming back anymore?
Well, I guess so, Rich.
That's a jip.
Where are you going, dear?
I'm gonna go tell Freddy. He's gonna be mad.
Richie leaves the house.
What do you know about that? Old Vito came through after all.
And he did a good job, too.
He sure did. It's beautiful. I wonder what he charges for all-night painting.
Probably double time.
Vito steps from the kitchen wearing his suit.
Good morning, Vito.
Oh, good morning.
Buongiorno. Mr. Petri, this is the key, eh?
Oh, thank you.
He hands it to Rob.
You are very pleased with your new walls?
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Are they not? I want you to know that I painted them with love and with pain, too. Most expensive paint that money can buy.
Yeah, I'll bet. How much do we owe you, Vito?
You are completely satisfied with the job?
Well, it's a wonderful job.
Good.
He pulls out an invoice.
Well, this is my price.
And hands it to Rob.
What?
I added incorrectly?
Added incorrectly?
Signor Giotto, this is ridiculous.
I don't think so.
Do you mean to tell me that $500 is your price?
I am an artist, and this is a Giotto original.
You expect $500?
That's my price. But this is what I expect.
He turns over the invoice.
That? Oh, you're joking.
You can't be serious.
Let's see.
Well, that couldn't cover any more than the paint and maybe one day's labor. Well,
that's true. I spent here 5 days, I know, but I got so much in return. Yes, 5 days of the most happy talk with the most happy people. And 5 days, oh, mamma mia, the most delicious of food I've eaten in my life.
You're very kind, but you did most of the cooking.
Yes, I know. I bet that you think I stay here too long because I want to make it look like a big job, eh?
Oh, no.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something. I stay here because I received so much in return. Well, this is the way I live. This is the way I do business. I bet you think I'm a little cuckoo, eh?
No, not at all.
I think it's a wonderful way to do business.
Not always. I like to stay for 5 days in one room. Oh, no, some house. I like to do 5 rooms in one a day.
Fast.
You think that's fast? In Italy, I was working for Mussolini. The whole palace? 1 hour.
Well, listen, how about Richie's room and the whole basement?
I do that to teach the boy.
Well, can't we pay you for your time?
No, no.
For the paint?
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for your patience. And now, I go, eh? Arrivederci.
Well, wait a minute, Vito. Don't you want me to make out a check for you?
Oh, no.
No, you don't want to be paid?
Yes, on Saturday. Oh, yes. You see, I promised Richie and the gang that I'm going to come back and make a little magic show for them, you know.
Oh, you know. Good. Well, when you come back, Peter, would you mind touching up that black splotch over there on the baseboard?
Oh, no. I not touch your brick.
He puts on his hat.
And you not touch my splotch. That's my signature.
Vito walks out the front door. Rob and Laura step to the baseboard and look more closely.
He did. He signed it. Vito Giotto.
On Saturday, as Rob and Laura look on, Vito performs magic for Richie and his friends, pushing an egg into the back of his head and making it pop out of his mouth. He puts it in his pocket and flaps his arms. He frowns as the kids laugh, and so do Rob and Laura. Vito bends down to the kids.
No more for now, eh? I will come back some other day, and I visit you, and I promise you to do more things, all right? And now, I want you to go to the refrigerator and see what I bring for you. Italian spumoni.
The kids stare, confused.
Ice cream!
They jump up and run to the kitchen, bowling Vito over. He and the Petri stand.
Vito,
Thank you so much. We really enjoyed it.
Not as much as I enjoy, Senora. Thank you so much for having me.
Vito, if there's everything we can do for you.
Now that you mention it, yes, sir, there is one thing.
What is it?
I don't know how to say it, but if you would do it, I would think of you kindly, always.
What is it?
Pay me.
Rob gets the check from his shirt pocket and does a little sleight of hand himself, then gives the check to Vito. Directed by Jerry Paris. Written by Carl Reiner. This described version of the Dick Van Dyke Show was produced for Movies for the Blind. Starring Dick Van Dyke as Rob, Mary Tyler Moore as Laura, Larry Matthews as Richie, and featuring Vito Scotti as Vito Giotto. Produced and created by Carl Reiner. Associate producer, Ronald Jacobs. Music by Earl Hagen. Executive producer, Sheldon Leonard, in association with Danny Thomas. Filmed at Desilu, a Calvada production, 1963. And that was Give Me Your Walls from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Next time, another episode where Rob cheats on his dentist neighbor, Jerry, when he's out of town. Since I started Movies for the Blind, I've gotten some requests from listeners for a video version, for a few reasons. There are some people who are technically vision impaired, but can actually see shadows and shapes, and description serves as a help for what they can't make out. Then there are sighted people who just want to know what I'm working with, or like having description to point out something they might have missed. And then there's maybe the most important reason. Most description in the world is available with video, whether on separate digital or satellite channels, or on the secondary audio program setting on many televisions, at the technical discretion of the cable companies. And that allows everybody, sighted and not sighted, to enjoy TV together at the same time. So this described version of the Dick Van Dyke Show is also available as a video. Please go to the blog, moviesfortheblind.com, to find out how to get it. That blog is also where you can get more information and links about the movies, about description, and how to subscribe, along with the podcast Creative Commons license. The TV shows and movies are from the Internet Archive, which is also the host for this podcast. So please support universal access to human knowledge by visiting and donating at www.archive.org. Thank you for downloading and for listening. Be back next week. Take care.